If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show live from D.C. on Death of America Day. Why, look who's here. It's Gloria Allred, super lawyer, my hero. Good morning, honey.
Well, good morning, and it's so great to be with you, especially right now, because, you know, we need to, as they say, hang together or hang separately, and this is not
Listen,
a good day.
Gloria,
it's not a great
let's
day.
Let's get down to brass tacks. We have about 25 minutes left. You're the best lawyer in America. Isn't there something you can do to stop this? Isn't there an injunction? Isn't there something? Look, the Supreme Court's mostly there. Let's tell me there's something we can do.
You know, it's funny because actually somebody emailed me a long, essentially legal brief with lots of arguments on, I guess, as I was leaving for the airport.
Right.
Yesterday or the day before, and asking me to seek an injunction. And there were many, many legal arguments as to why it should be granted to stop this inauguration, but I doubt that it would have been granted. In any case, I was about to get in a plane, couldn't do anything.
But, you know, Gloria, we are not the only people. There are so many of us that are feeling this way that you cannot believe that this is about to happen in the United States of America. You probably saw this out just this morning in the New York Times, intercepted Russian communications, part of the inquiry into the Trump campaign. I mean, we have a week in which the president-elect has just settled a fraud and racketeering suit, been charged with sexual assault by your client, sexual harassment. And this is going forward.
A defamation case by my client.
Excuse me.
That's OK. Based on his assertions that, in fact, she lied, that what she said was facts, was fiction and fabrication about her allegations of his sexual interaction with her. Having said that, yeah, it's a very difficult week. Yes, I heard somebody say, this is a day of mourning for many of us.
Yeah, it is. Well, that's the feeling you have. Like our whole plane from L.A. was all people for the march. Our cab driver said, I haven't had anybody here for the inauguration. Everybody's come in as a protester. I mean, you can feel it, right? You can feel it in the streets. It's just people are depressed. They're still in shock, I think. And I think that his approval rating going down and down and down, it's not just how... I don't know why people thought he was going to change and be less of a jerk during the transition, but I think it's that, and it's all of these Russia stories. I think people are already waking up, don't you?
It just occurred to me that when somebody said, it's morning in America?
Yeah.
Who was that? President Reagan? Okay, now it's M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G, morning in America. But for many of us, not for everyone, but having said that, I mean, it's what we're seeing is probably worse than any of our worst nightmares in terms of the individuals that he has nominated for cabinet positions and in terms of the policies, which are now fully revealed, at least by his appointments. Now, we don't really know what he's going to do because that changes or what he will be able to do because of the Congress.
Right.
But it's not good. It's not good for the values that we represent and what we care about. In what President Obama implemented, much of which may be repealed.
And we remember him saying, didn't he say that all of these liars are going to be sued as soon as the election's over? I guess none of those lawsuits have been forthcoming.
No. And of course, had he filed against any of the accusers, we would have represented a number of them if he had sued them for defamation. He has not chosen to do that. But we can still file a lawsuit against him, which we did in New York on behalf of Ms. Zervos, alleging defamation this week. And that's an interesting lawsuit because, of course, we fully expect that his lawyers will attempt to dismiss it to delay it and to help and to assist him in every way, potentially to avoid having his deposition taken, because that would be his testimony under oath. Of course, he would need to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Oh. But if he were to commit perjury, I'm not suggesting he would do so.
Oh, no. When would he do such a thing?
Yeah, but if he were to lie under oath, to put it about a material fact in the case, then that should be something that would be of interest to Congress. After all, the Republican Congress was anxious to, and did, in fact, impeach President Clinton in a lawsuit by Paula Jones versus Clinton.
Right.
Although he was not convicted, he was impeached. Potentially, I suppose that could happen here. would Republicans, if they still controlled the Congress,
they don't care about gleeful, treason at this point.
He is gleeful about that, or as they were about President Clinton. Or might we then, at that point, even have a Democratic Congress in a couple of years, which would be more potentially more interested? We'll have to wait and see. The bottom line is, it's a significant case. By the way, the Republican helped to support this case, important case, and we need support from the public. They can just go to my webpage, GloriaAllred.com, and there will be a link there on how they can support us in this very, very important lawsuit. And we do seek and need the public's support.
I love Trump's spokesperson said, well, more of the same from Gloria Allred. And by that, I thought, oh, you mean fighting for women's rights and civil rights her whole life? Yes.
Exactly.
Yes, then it's more of the same. But, you know, as you've pointed out many times, like, yes, of course you were a Hillary supporter, but you have prosecuted men, regardless of party. Bob Filner, who was a Democrat in San Diego, right?
That's right. Bob Filner, we sued him, and after we filed the lawsuit on behalf of his communications director, on a Monday, 19 women came forward, one after another, for 19 days, making allegations against then-Mayor Filner, a Democrat. And finally, in the mediation of our lawsuit against him and the city of San Diego, as part of the settlement, he resigned as mayor. And, of course, I've made allegations, of course, against Anthony Weiner, I represented someone against him, and then against Republicans as well. So, you know, by the way, it doesn't matter to me what their politics are. What does matter to me is if they have done anything that would be harmful and have inflicted injustice against my clients who are women.
And I love they always throw out the same stuff about, it's not hard to find a small handful of people. It's not a small handful of people willing to make false mere personal fame, like who wants to be famous for this? I mean, who knows, maybe for financial reasons. Well, as your client has said, she wants no compensation. All she wants is for him to admit she's telling the truth.
What in fact she's done, and by the way, she volunteered to take a polygraph test, Stephanie, about her allegations against, soon to be President Trump. And she did pass that lie detector test, which was administered by a very well-respected polygraph examiner, lie detector examiner. In addition, she has said and did say this week that if he would simply retract what he has said about her and admit the truth of what she says happened between them from the point of view of a sexual interaction, then she would dismiss her lawsuit and not seek any damages, no financial compensation at all against him. We called on him to retract, soon to be President Trump, to retract what he said about her, liars and so forth, 2 months ago. He has not taken opportunity to retract. Therefore, we felt there was no other option except to file a lawsuit, which we did.
What are your chances of being able to get the Apprentice tapes? I know that you've said that you will subpoena them.
We will subpoena the Apprentice tapes, we will also be interested in anything more that Access Hollywood may have in that might be relevant to the litigation of our lawsuit. So there's quite a bit of work to do. We have a distance to travel, but we're very, very strong that we are going to vigorously litigate this case.
You are a very serious lawyer, but I love the impish smile in your eyes right now.
And yeah, of course, we won a battle against soon to be President Trump, then just Donald Trump 4 years ago. So he is well aware of me. I know him. I met him even before we waged that battle 4 years earlier, and he knows that I'm a serious lawyer. Actually, he said to one of my clients that he met when we were at Fox News in New York that I'm a terrific lawyer, that I will fight to the end to win justice for my client. She could not have gotten anyone better, so she should never fire me, which she didn't. Of course, that was then.
Yeah,
this is now.
Yeah, he said a lot of very, very nice things about Hillary Clinton as well, because he's a man of such core principles.
And then didn't.
Yes, right. Gloria, it is interesting. I know that I was saying Lawrence Tribe, who I'm sure you know.
Yes, I do.
I mean, he was tweeting the other day that, you know, treason, you shouldn't use that word lightly. But I think in a lot of people's opinion, all of this stuff that has come out already seems to be proving collusion with the Trump campaign in Russia. I think we've just never. This is a place the founding fathers couldn't sort of imagined, right? That we would have a hostile foreign power that apparently has installed, has picked our president. I mean, and I'm glad Dianne Feinstein came out and said, of course it affected the outcome. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's ridiculous to try to pretend it didn't.
Right. And of course, yes, our forefathers and probably some foremothers, but we've never heard what they've said about this subject. We're very concerned about any influence that a foreign entity might have right. on the president of the United States. And so therefore, they made that an extremely important point in the Constitution as well.
Right.
So, but having said that, you know, we do have many more questions than we do have answers at this point. But it is rather shocking that he would not accept the consensus of our intelligence community on the issue of Russia. And, of course, that others are conflating the issue of did it have an impact on the election with how wrong it is that, in fact, there apparently, according to the intelligence community, was hacking.
Listen, I stand with John Lewis and the 60-something brave congresspeople that are standing with him saying this is not a legitimate president. He was not legitimately elected. I mean, I have to ask you, as one of the of course, heroes of the women's right movement on the eve of the Women's March, how do you feel about the most qualified woman in our history not losing the election, having it basically stolen from her, winning by 3 million votes? Having, you know, no person, little woman has ever run against, right? A foreign Russia, WikiLeaks, right? I mean, on and on, the FBI, cross-check, voter suppression, two third-party candidates, and still won by 3 million votes. And here we are, about to inaugurate him and not our first woman.
Well, for many women, it is extremely, it is resonating with them because for many women in their own lives, they've had to watch sometimes the most unqualified man for a position obtain that position over the most qualified and experienced woman. And so that's why it has a deeper resonance. It has been devastating to so many people. As I saw Hillary this morning and also President Obama, it's a hard moment.
Yeah.
You know, I feel as though I want to cry.
Yeah.
I always say first we cry, then we fight.
Yep. And tomorrow,
so that's what we're going to do.
We're marching. You and I, we're marching tomorrow,
we are.
The Women's March.
And I'm marching also. I have a number of accusers of Donald Trump. Summer Zervis is going to be marching with me. Temple McDowell, the former Miss Utah, is going to be marching with me. And I have two others that I expect also will be marching with me. And of course, I invite everyone.
Knowing how petty and vindictive he is, in reaction to that, I think he's going to appoint Bill Cosby to his cabinet in charge of something.
He actually has made statements in the past about Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he identifies with him or he doesn't identify with him. I'm not ready to say what the similarities are or may be.
Right.
But it's interesting that he seemed to want to give advice to Bill Cosby at a certain point, and that's before he was a nominee.
You're going to join us as our celebrity guest on panel at Sexy Liberal DC tomorrow night. Just standing up in the audience in LA, you got a standing ovation. So
that's because Mr. Trump was not there.
Yes.
But having said that,
we're going to need you more than ever.
It's very kind of you, and I'm just honored to have been invited by you to be your guest. And I think of myself as a lawyer, not a celebrity, but I'm with the celebrity host, Stephanie Miller, and I can't wait for that. Are tickets still available or not?
No,
is it sold out?
Sold out.
You might be able to get
a few floaties. Go ahead and try sexyliberal.com or on Facebook.
Okay.
Gloria, as you know, always such an honor. You make me cry a lot because I love you so much. I read a tweet yesterday that, of course, you know, Trump people are, you know, giving you crap about the lawsuit. And somebody said, you can only hope to be half the badass Gloria Allred is.
Oh, well, thank you. I guess if it weren't important,
they
wouldn't be doing that.
Yeah.
They would just ignore it.
Yeah, exactly.
By the way, I think at this point, I may be one of the few people who has challenged Donald Trump. I don't know that he's tweeted about this particular lawsuit, and that's very interesting to me. And that's fine, because you know what? This is not a lawsuit that is going to be settled by a tweet at 3 a.m. in the morning.
That's right.
It will be decided in a court of law.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he's not above the law. No one is.
Yeah, when Gloria Allred says that, I got to chill up my spine, and she's my friend. this is going to
be... not going to sue you. I have a conflict. I love you.
I love you back.
Okay.
Gloria Allred, love you so much, honey. Thanks for doing this, and thanks for being a badass.
And thank you. And everyone, have courage.
Yep.
And continue to listen to Stephanie.
There you go. I'm just listening.
She'll have a lot of insight about what to do.
I'm trying to ride your coattails to get on Donald Trump's radar, because the minute he tweets about you, like John Lewis's book sales went through.
Your ratings will go up.
Please.
Okay.
Please, Donald Trump. I could not be closer to Gloria Allred.
Okay. Thank you. Love you, Steph. Everyone, see you tomorrow night.
All right.